This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. We all experience disappointment. Maybe you feel especially disappointed this morning. We can be disappointed by things, events or people, and sometimes we're even disappointed by God. So how do we handle the times when we feel that God has disappointed or when God just doesn't make any sense? Now, if life was smooth sailing, we wouldn't need to talk like this. And I think nobody likes to talk about being disappointed with God. But it was back in 1988 that Philip Yancey wrote his bestseller called Disappointment with God. Now, I think some people were a bit shocked by that title of Yancey's, Disappointment with God. How could anyone claim to be disappointed with God? Almost seemed sacrilegious. Some were annoyed that a writer like Philip Yancey would write a book like that. After all, you either believe in God or you don't. And if you believe in him, you should never question him, right? Well, it's not really that simple. So let's be honest here. We all have unanswered questions. We look around and see things that aren't fair. For example, a child falls from a 21-story balcony while the babysitter looks away for a minute. Three children suffocate, locking themselves into a chest. More than five people die while drinking contaminated tap water. I mean, these are the sort of things that happen, tragedies. Now, there's miscarriages, firings, illnesses, accidents. And many of us, perhaps only to ourselves, say, why did God allow this to happen? And I've heard this said by many people. So why do we experience this sort of disappointment? I want to think about it today and again tomorrow. The story of Joseph in the Bible is a classic example of the fact that people let us down. So talk about a man who was let down. Here was Joseph. His brothers sold him into slavery. He was falsely accused of a serious crime. A man who could have helped him get out of jail forgot all about him. And those first 40 years of Joseph's life were downhill the whole way. And if anyone had a right to complain, it certainly was Joseph. So Joseph was disappointed by people. And the reality of it is that people will let you down. For example, Psalm 55 in the Bible expresses the hurt that we feel when friends let us down. This is what it says. It's not an enemy who taunts me. I could bear that. It's not my foes who arrogantly insult me. I could have hidden from them. Instead, it's you, he said, my equal, my companion and close friend. That's Psalm 55, 12 to 13. So it's especially hurtful when people, particularly people who are close to us, let us down. Then there's circumstances. Sometimes we're disappointed and it's nobody's fault. It's just that circumstances let us down. Circumstances can cause us to lose our hope. Proverbs says in chapter 13, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true, there is life and joy. That's what Proverbs 13:12 said. Circumstances, they can make our hearts sick. They can cause the dreams to die. You know, I guess you're familiar with Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it will, and at the worst possible moment. Murphy's Law is in full effect. You know that if a piece of toast falls to the ground, what happens? It always hits the ground with the Vegemite facing down into the floor. If you arrive on time for a meeting, somebody will be late, and occasionally the circumstances will be worse than that. You know, you're driving and a car swerves into your lane, a tree might fall in the wrong way, you know, those sort of things, circumstances there. We're disappointed because we let God down, and the disappointments come not because of others or circumstances, but the results of our own actions. You know, we do dumb things, we pay the price. I read that someone said some of the most disappointed people in the world are those who get what's coming to them. And it's true that we all make choices that we will regret. We can suffer the consequence of those decisions. And Isaiah 59:2 from the Old Testament says, but there is a problem. Your sins have cut you off from God. Because of your sin, he has turned away. He will not listen anymore. Proverbs 3:11-12, don't ignore it. When the Lord disciplines you, don't be discouraged. When he corrects you, for the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. The Lord corrects the people he loves. So it's an interesting concept. Sometimes we experience disappointment and discouragement. Why? Because God is at work in our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Some of these things are hard to understand, but I pray you'll help us to believe in you at all times. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.